Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, the Muslim Brotherhood, I want you to hear the story of the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to kind of get a whiteboard, and you're going to be able to go to the VFNTV blog and get a detailed whiteboard drawing of this, but you're going to hear it now, and it'll explain the Muslim Brotherhood, and that is Islam. That's who's taken over the leadership in these countries, where these Arab Spring is, and that's who's fighting for leadership in Syria at this very, very moment. So let's figure out and let's get, Muslim Brotherhood 101 and begin to understand how did it come to this, where did it come from, and who are they? Because our president and his people are saying that he's the one that empowered them and brought them in Cairo, Egypt, and saw that they got in leadership in Egypt right now. And listen up.
Today, the Middle East stands on the brink of full-scale conversion to Muslim Brotherhood fanaticism, yet President Obama does not seem to see the problem. President Obama's hand-picked Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said that the Brotherhood is, quote, largely secular, unquote. President Obama seemed unconcerned about the rise of the Brotherhood in Egypt. In fact, he invited Ikhwan members to his Cairo speech in 2009, tailored the speech to meet the Brotherhood's grievances and indulge his narratives, and cozied up to Muslim Brotherhood American satellites despite their involvement with terror groups all across the world. The Obama policy of courting the Muslim Brotherhood has not changed the brothers. It has empowered them to advance their anti-American program. They are now on the verge of control in Egypt and Libya, and their ideology dominates the Muslim world. But what is the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, in 1928, a young Egyptian educator known as the Guide to his followers and Hassan al-Banna to the rest of the world founded a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. The movement was virulently anti-colonial, but not because Banna was a nationalist or an Egyptian patriot. He was neither. Banna's loyalty was to the Muslim Ummah and the ideal that Islam must dominate across national lines. He was anti-colonial because he abhorred the West. The Brotherhood's development was spurred by Turkey's rigorous campaign of secularization. Following the final defeat of the Ottoman Empire in World War I, Kemal Atatürk had spearheaded a successful independence movement, expelling occupiers and establishing an independent state. Determined to turn westward, Atatürk drove Islam out of the public square and marginalized it in the classroom. In 1924, he abolished the caliphate, a symbolically shattering event for Muslims. Banna had drawn precisely the opposite conclusion about the sorry state of the Muslim world. For him, Islam was the solution. The problem had been too little of it, not too much, and not just any Islam. Banna had in mind a very particular brand, Salafism. The term Salafia comes from a phrase meaning righteous ancestors, referring to Muhammad and his companions. Banna believed that by mixing Islam with modernism, Muslims had strayed from the path. And the only way to restore the Islam of the founders was to faithfully implement divine law called Sharia. With Sharia's injunctions firmly in place, the Muslim nation would inevitably rise to the hegemony that was Allah's due. The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective. It's widely perceived to be representative of true Islam. In the late spring of 2011, the Mapping Sharia Project published conclusions from an important study. After surveying 100 randomly selected mosques across the United States, the authors found that 81% of them disseminated Islamic texts that advocate violence. In nearly 85% of the mosques, the imam favorably recommended this literature for study by congregants. Moreover, 58% of the mosques invited guest lecturers known for promoting violent jihad. Now, this is the ideology of the Brotherhood, and this is the same Brotherhood that has dominated the so-called Arab Spring. It has played President Obama for a fool and the West for suckers.
When you think about it, what they're actually doing is just pushing their agenda. And to us in America, and the vision of our leader is just another hole in the boat, to be able to bring America to its knees. I mean, think about the creed. when they talk about the creed of the Muslim Brotherhood, and you have to understand that when they say Allah is God, they're not. It's not. There's only one way to God, and it's through His Son Jesus Christ. Many people talk about a Jesus, but it's a different Jesus. They talk about Jesus in the Quran. They say that He is a prophet, but He is not the Son of God, and He has to come back and repent before the world and saying for calling Himself the Son of God. And it's the total opposite of the Gospels, total opposite of the Word of God. And we'll talk more about that in the future. But you have to understand, when they say Allah is God, that's their objective, they're saying that Jesus is not the Lord. It's another God. When they say that the Quran is their law, and they're saying with that the Quran says that the Jews and the Christians the Jews have to be destroyed, and the infidel has to be either destroyed, convert, or enslaved. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. They want to rule on earth. They want to rule. They believe that the law should be the Quran. And when you hear jihad is their way, jihad is when you see things happen on 9/11, when they flew two planes into the Twin Towers in New York, and they flew one plane into the Pentagon. That's called jihad. That's why they shouted out Allah Akbar, because every single day, and they're called a prayer from a mosque, which we talked about, and you can find out in the highlights, that's what they're saying. They're saying, they're calling out His name. This is something they hear continually, and they think that's actually a good thing. Jihad is a good thing, and it's actually their way. And I want you to hear it again. I want you to hear it again so you understand what the goal is of the Muslim Brotherhood. So when you see our president, you know, making a covenant with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is another hole in our boat. There's so many holes that's being put into it. It just really looks like, you know, God has taken America to its knees. Listen again to what their creed is. As a matter of fact, your VFN radio is not broken. You're going to hear it a couple times just so you can get it. They say you got to hear it seven times. I want you to get this, to know it, and you can hear it again on VFN radio.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective. The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
We got to get it. Here it goes again. Listen.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. And dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
Hear it again. Listen. We got to get it.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. And dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
You cannot make a covenant with us. Listen again.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. And dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
We have to understand the reason why this minister, Christian minister, is in jail in Iran, because he refused to acknowledge Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, as a true prophet. Because to acknowledge Muhammad as a true prophet of God is to deny Jesus Christ, because Muhammad says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. So he can't say Muhammad, and the church needs to understand, you can't say and say that Muhammad is a prophet of God at the same time say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You're denying Jesus by becoming a follower of Muhammad and Islam. No, Islam doesn't have any problem with that, because they don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe He's a prophet. And so we have an issue with that as Christians, because we say Jesus, we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to God, and any other way is a thief and a robber. If you have not yet subscribed to VFN TV, you need to subscribe. It's free subscription, but you can find out in detail what I'm briefly talking to you about today on VFN Radio, because you have access to all these prophetic teachings. And one of the teachings that we're talking about, or some of the things we're talking about, is called the State of the Nation, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. You've got to get it. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Our president has made a covenant with Islam, and through migration alone, they're beginning, they saw they began to take over in the concept of of Egypt and Libya, and they're trying to do it in Syria, is that America is a republic. We are a republic. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States, listen to it again. And this is why they're wanting to remove it, because it talks about God and it talks about our form of government, which most people think we're a democracy. We are not a democracy. We have Democrats, we have Republicans, we have independents, but we are not a democracy. We are a republic. And when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Think about that. Most people think that America is a, they think that it's a democracy. And the goal of our president, his vision is to turn us into a democracy. And a democracy is based on convincing the largest number of people to vote a particular way and even vote the Constitution out. And I'm going to tell you more after this break. But listen, there's a strategy for all these holes. There's a strategy why so many people are being let come over the borders right now and all these different things are taking place. It's poking every hole that can be poked into the ship of America so that it begins to sink, or at least gets to a lower, humble level, like he said, like the 1500s. What is the key to it? The key to it is God's people. And that's what VFN Radio goes to. It's supposed to be for God's people. You know, Christians who call themselves Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, the church, you know, and it's not a building, it's people. Those that have gone astray, to be able to encourage you to come back, and those that are being drawn to the Lord. Listen, the hope is not political. Believe me, it is not political. The hope is us, the church, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways. God hears from heaven and he stops this plan that he intended for us. More in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.